KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The death toll from the heavy downpours in KwaZulu-Natal has risen to 6. Cooperative Governance MEC Thulasizwe Buthelezi has given the update at the Provincial Disaster Management Centre in Pietermaritzburg.
A young child was swept away while trying to cross the river. Well, we want to express our condolences to the families, but also to call upon all citizens of KwaZulu-Natal to be vigilant.
In eThekwini, areas that were lashed by the storms include Amanzimtoti, Umlazi and Isiphingo. The department has revealed that over 30 people have died in KwaZulu-Natal due to inclement weather since December. Buthelezi signed a memorandum of understanding with several NGOs and private partners, saying they are aimed at improving response efforts.
Government alone cannot deal with the scourge of the disasters, but this collaborative effort in strengthening our resources and pulling our resources together, it will ensure that all those who are affected, some who have been waiting for over a year to get relief, do get necessary assistance.
He says disaster teams will be visiting communities and the homes of those who've been affected. eThekwini residents will be paying more for refuse collection from next month. A 9.9% tariff increase was approved during an Exco meeting at City Hall yesterday. Newswatch's Andile Tsotetsi has more.
The municipality says the increase will help the cleaning and solid waste unit remain financially viable. It says the cost of running waste services in eThekwini is rising, adding that the tariff increase still doesn't cover all the expenses for effective solid waste management. The municipality says the service is key to ensuring that residents and visitors enjoy a clean city. Businesses will pay 9% more for refuse collection services from March. Andile Tsotetsi, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A study has revealed that inefficiencies in South Africa's logistics system cost the citrus industry 5.2 billion rand in the 2024 season. The losses stem from slow port operations, poor infrastructure and shipping delays, jeopardizing industry growth and jobs. That's according to the research by the Bureau for Food and Agricultural Policy. The Citrus Growers Association has called for urgent public-private partnerships to secure the industry's future and protect exports. And former Spanish football chief Luis Rubiales has been found guilty of kissing player Jenny Hermoso without consent after their Women's World Cup win in Australia in 2023. The forward had told the court she never agreed to the kiss, which came after they beat England in the final. Rubiales has been acquitted on charges of coercion. He's been ordered to pay a fine of more than 180,000 rand. The top story, the death toll from the heavy downpours in KwaZulu-Natal has risen to 6. Go to ecr.co.za for more news.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Andy Burkett and Christy McKenzie lead the doozy after day one. The Proteas geared up and ready to go tomorrow in their Champions Trophy opener against Afghanistan. And Bangladesh have been bowled out for 228 by India in their Champions Trophy clash.